KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, and it's 42 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 73. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Residents in Adair and Guthrie County can now access a new application for their cell phones, tablets, and other electronic devices. Bob Kemp, Emergency Management Coordinator for both counties, said the new app, available through the Google Play Store, allows residents a one-stop location for all sorts of important information.
Well, basically what it is it's an application, a mobile app, to take and bring all the basic information for before, during, or after a disaster or emergency together into one spot.
Kemp acknowledges there are other sources from which persons can glean emergency and weather information, including NOAA Weather Radio and the Code Red system for emergency notifications via text and landlines that covers Adair and Guthrie counties. The Adair County Emergency Management Commission, though, wanted a more concise way to reach the mobile user.
We're the first ones in the state of Iowa to have an app like this, which is a really amazing thing for Guthrie and Adair County, being small counties. But we've taken it and brought together the weather alerts, radar, a way to push out emergency notifications like boil water orders or evacuations, links to Facebook, Twitter that we use extensively, contact information, how to send us a damage report if your property gets hit by a storm or some type of emergency. And it's all very basic.
The system is not affiliated with the Alert Iowa program, which is a statewide mass notification and emergency messaging system.
Adair and Guthrie County are not using the Alert Iowa yet. We still have another year in our contract with Code Red, and then we'll be switching over to that.
And he says, if you come home or get in your vehicle and you happen to catch the tail end of a weather alert broadcast from your weather radio or local radio station, you can go to the new app on your cell phone and read exactly what the message from the National Weather Service was. You simply open up the app and access the type of information you want.
It's even got preparedness information on it. It's that you can go in there under power outages and learn what you should do with food or what you might be concerned with after a power outage. It has a lot of information there.
Kemp says the app has been under development since last fall.
The app is found in the Google Play Store or the iTunes App Store. In the iTunes App Store, it's available under the iPhone section. If you search for it under iPads, you won't find it because it's actually a phone app. But you can download it on your iPad. It just looks like it's on a phone. It's the skinny version. You can go to either one of those and search for Adair space Guthrie space EMA.
Well, the City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee is scheduled to meet this evening at City Hall to discuss incentive options the city may offer to parties who are interested in acquiring the Whitney Inn at 222 Chestnut Street. According to real estate information, the property lists for $329,900. The three-story, 84-year-old historic Victorian-era former Boss Hotel and Main Street Grill features 9 completed apartments that serve as inn rooms. And there's a large, well-equipped kitchen and dining area with a seating capacity of 225 on the main floor. In other business, the Personnel and Finance Committee will discuss the job description for a communications director, review a TIF application from Boost Building Construction, LC, for the Ash Street Single Family Housing Development Project, and they'll review a proposed resolution on city cash reserves, debt use, and limit. The meeting begins at 5:30. An accident in Atlantic Friday morning caused a total of $25,000 damage to vehicles driven by Jessica Trailer of Brayton and Sandra Tai of Griswold. The Atlantic Police Department says Trailer was traveling south on Maple Street at around 11:25 a.m. and had stopped at the intersection with 3rd Street, but then she continued south across 3rd and was struck by Tai's eastbound vehicle. There were no injuries reported, and police gave Trailer a warning for failure to yield from a stop sign. The Glenwood Police Department says 2 people were arrested Saturday. 18-year-old Gage Ronfeld of Glenwood was arrested for possession of marijuana. His bond was set at $1,000. And 42-year-old Ray Knipe of Glenwood was arrested for trespass and interference with official acts. His bond was set at $600. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that 6 people had been arrested recently on separate charges. 4 of the arrests took place on Saturday, and they include 27-year-old Miles Dustin Longcar of Malvern, who was arrested at around 12:40 a.m. Saturday for disorderly conduct. He was being held in the Mills County Jail on $300 bond. 33-year-old Manuel David Fonseca of Orlando, Florida, was arrested at around 5:30 a.m. Saturday for OWI first offense. His bond was also set at $1,000. At around 1:20 p.m. Saturday, Mills County deputies arrested 39-year-old Gabriel Aaron Dabney of Pacific Junction for public intoxication and interference with official acts. His bond was set at $600. And at around 7 p.m. Saturday, 36-year-old Dayton Ernest Tupper of Malvern was arrested for domestic abuse assault, and he was being held without bond over the weekend in the Mills County Jail. On Friday, Mills County deputies arrested 55-year-old Timothy Paul Eckley of Pacific Junction at around 2 a.m. for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. And last Thursday, 31-year-old Herman Clarence Lewis of Glenwood was arrested at around 10:40 a.m. on a warrant for conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony and conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony. Lewis was being held in Mills County Jail on $5,000 bond. The Creston Police Department reports this morning a woman from Cromwell in Union County was arrested Monday night. 36-year-old Carrie Nawasi Parcher was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for a controlled substance violation. Her bond was set at $10,000. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office released a report yesterday on their most recent arrests. Officials say on April the 18th, 19-year-old Austin William Switzer of Tabor was arrested for possession of alcohol under the legal age. On April 16th, 32-year-old Hope Marie Bailey of Sydney was arrested on a warrant out of Missouri. On April 15th, 22-year-old Kyle Lee Lang of Riverton was arrested for driving while suspended. On April the 12th, 26-year-old Ashley Victoria Bartholomew of Hamburg was arrested in Fremont County for theft in the fifth degree. And on April the 11th, 41-year-old Denise Lynn Esquivel of Clarinda was arrested for having no insurance, driving while revoked, and unlawful use of a driver's license. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Sioux City man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison in connection with a bank robbery. 22-year-old Jonathan Bird Necklace was sentenced Monday after pleading guilty to second-degree robbery. He's been ordered to serve a minimum of 7 years before he's eligible for parole and pay $200 in restitution to the Great Southern Bank in Sioux City. Court documents say Bird Necklace admitted in October to writing a note demanding $1,500 from a bank teller and pretending to have a weapon. He was arrested about a half an hour later. State officials say the bird flu virus has been found in a large egg-laying flock in northwest Iowa, plus four more poultry farms. Initial tests indicated the presence of the H5N2 virus on an egg-laying farm with 3.7 million chickens in Sioux County. Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey said Monday the virus will cost producers about a sixth of Iowa's 60 million hens. Northey said other probable cases have been identified at two farms in O'Brien County, one in Osceola County, another in Sioux County. More than 2 million chickens combined were on those farms. Final confirmation of the tests is expected early this week, and if confirmed, all the birds will be killed to prevent the spread of the disease. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.